It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
As interest and funding of HIV/AIDS programs have waned over the years, it is notable that Barbados has become a focal point for a revival in advocacy. Churches and other faith-based organizations are being encouraged to take a more active role in addressing the needs of persons who have contracted HIV. Gracie Ross is a program executive at the Geneva-based World Council of Churches. She recently shared her plea for increased attention to HIV/AIDS during a public lecture and discussion at the Calvary Moravian Church on Robert Street. Ross, who is living with HIV, is launching Campaign of Hope. This is intended to be a global initiative starting with Barbados. HIV remains a threat to global health, including Barbadians. Barbadians continue to contract sexually transmitted disease, and many continue to die. 48 Barbadians died last year from sexually transmitted disease, while there were 132 new cases of HIV. While she applauded Barbados for its work and success in reducing infections and deaths, Ross contends there is currently fatigue with HIV and the matter is no longer considered a global priority. There is reduced focus and funding to address the sexually transmitted disease, she reports. The WCC program executive cites the 2023 UNAIDS fact sheet, which shows 39 million people were living with HIV globally in 2022. 29.8 million were receiving life-saving treatment. There were 1.3 million new HIV cases, while AIDS claimed a life every minute in 2022. HIV is a viral infection that affects the immune system and causes AIDS. Ross cites Minister with Responsibility for People, Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, as saying there is a need to get priority onto the HIV fight, as well as to address the stigma associated with the sexually transmitted disease. Ross admits that healing is an important ministry of the church because healing is hope, justice, restoration, love, compassion, solidarity, and accompaniment. Program executive is quoted in the nation's paper as saying the Campaign of Hope is about faith communities becoming the beacons of hope. The health of a nation, we are told, is the wealth of a nation, and in a country with a growing elderly population and a declining birth rate, perhaps there is a role for churches in addition to saving souls. Thank you for joining this edition of Blockchain Business, where we bring you news in depth you do not get anywhere else. Do join us again, like Charles, every Friday and Monday afternoon, 5 p.m. on Voice of Barbados for more, much more, from the world of money, finance, and technology.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.